Wonderful. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, we are still in Torah Lamed, 30th Torah in Likutei Moharan, almost in the end. In that edition, it's page 86. And it's written, Zot HaTorah, that Torah. Those words are the words of Rabbi Natan, that he wrote the Likutei Moharan, heard it from Rabbi Nachman and wrote it. So, he's telling us, Zot HaTorah, התחיל לומר, רבנו started to say that Torah on the verse, על פסוק, ויהי מקץ וכו'. אך לא סיים לבאר זה הפסוק, but he haven't finished explaining that verse, על פי התורה הזאת, by that Torah. ואמר אחר כך, and he said after it, שאם היה רוצה לסיים פירוש הפסוק, that if he would wanted to finish explaining the verse, according to that Torah, היה צריך לומר עוד תורה כזאת כדי לבאר הפסוק. He had to say the same amount of Torah again that he gonna complete explaining that verse. Yes. It's written, מקולו של אדם, from the voice of a man, יכולין לידע, you can tell, את בחינות המלכות שלו, the aspects of his kingship. כי יש בכל אחד ואחד, because in every one and one, there are בחינות מלכות, aspects of kingship. והוא ניכר בקולו, and you can find it in his voice. כי אין שני קולות שווים, because there are no two voices that are equal. כי קול של כל אחד ואחד, because the voice of every one and one, משונה מחברו, is different than his friends. ועל כן, and this is why, יכולים להכיר את האדם בקולו. You can recognize the person by his voice. You hear someone calls you, you know who is that one that called you. כמו שנראה בחוש, like that we can feel it, see it in our senses. כי כפי בחינות האדם, because by the aspects of the man, כן הוא קולו. His voice is according to that. ועל ידי הקול, and by the voice, יכולים להכיר, you can recognize, את בחינות המלכות שלו. The aspects of his kingship. רבי נתן is writing in the introduction to the Likutei Moharan that a lot of times we can see that Rabbeinu is writing something that sounds exactly the same, and there are Torot that he is saying the same thing 4, 5, 6, and 7 times, but Rabbi Natan is saying that in every time and time that he is writing it, he is changing something, he is adding something. So really a person that is going to learn those Torot, I'm going to be ma'ayen, to look deep inside, can see. Ki yesh kol anot gvorah, because there is a verse in Shmot that's saying, kol anot gvorah, there is a voice that you can hear, an answer from that voice, mean that voice is answering something, he's telling you something, of gvorah, that that person is hero, is a hero. Ve'kol anot chalusha, and also there is a voice that answers, means that shows weakness, but he's not a hero at all. Kefi bechinat ha-malchut shel kol echad ve'echad, corresponding to the aspects of kingship of each and every one. Ve'al ken, and this is why, Shaul, shehaya rodef et David, when Shaul was chasing after David, al shera'a bo she'imloch, because he saw that he gonna rule, that David gonna be the next king. Matzinu sham, so we found over there, Bamikra, in the verses, כשנזדמנו יחד שאול ודוד, when they found themselves together, Shaul and David, אמר לו שאול לדוד. So over there, in the book of Shmuel, Shaul said to David, הקולך זה בני דוד? Is it your voice, David, my son? שהבין שאול בהכל, that Shaul understood by the voice, שהוא חזק, that he is strong, בבחינות המלכות, in the aspects of kingship. ושאל דוד, and he asked David, הקולך זה בני דוד? Is it your voice? David, my son, means David wasn't his son at all. But his son was supposed to be the king after him, to inherit the kingdom, kingship, the kingship. שתמה שאול על קולו של דוד, that Shaul was wondering on the voice of David, כי הבין, because he realized, שהוא קול של מלך ממש, that it's a voice of a real king. Is it your voice? The one that's going to be the king? Means he was amazed that David have that voice of a king. ועל כן רצה שאול, and this is why Shaul wanted לשאת את קולו, to lift his own voice. It's written over there that Shaul wanted to rise his voice, that his voice is going to be stronger than the voice of David. דהיינו להגביה את קולו, means to rise his voice, למעלה, above, beyond מקולו של דוד, the voice of David. אבל לא היה יכול, but he could not. וזהו, and this is what it's written over there, וישא שאול את קולו, that he was rising his voice, ויבק, and he was crying, but he was crying. He couldn't. דהיינו שרצה לשאת ולהגביה קולו כנל, he wanted to rise his voice, like we learned, אבל היה הקול נבכה, but actually it was crying, whining, it wasn't strong at all anymore. וזה בחינות ויבק, and this is the aspect of ויבק, that he was crying, שהיה הקול נבכה, that the voice was crying, means sound like crying, קול נמוך של בכייה, a low voice of crying. על כן אמר שאול אז אל דוד, this is why then שאול said to David, ידעתי כי מלוך תמלוך, I knew that you're going to rule, that you're going to be the king. כי ידע זה על ידי הכל כנל, because he knew all of that by that voice like we learned. Thank you very much. רבנו הקדוש, תורה למד וניקוטי מוהר"ן, we finished, ברוך השם, לימודי תורה. ברוך השם. תורה למד א', תורה... Our hands are, איך אומרים, כבולות, tight. So, we're gonna drink. Can feel the taste of iron in that water. Good.
Iron is better than other things.
So, Torah Lamed Aleph, 31. Amrule, they told him, same wise guys to Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. Itlan bera bedavra. We have a house in the field. Aile lemata. Bring it back to the city. Bring it to the city. Can you help us to move our house to the city? Aite pare. I don't know what's that. Pare subin. So he told them, bring me subin. How you said subin?
Fibers.
Fibers. Bring me fibers. Shedaleu, and he made, and they told him, made me a rope from fibers. All right, maybe a rope from fibers, from subin. Shadaleu, they brought it to him, they gave it to him. Amarleu, so he told them, if sheli li chavle de pare, make that. They brought the fibers, and then he told them, make a rope from those fibers to me. Afshele lechavle depare, ve'aile, and I'm going to bring it to the city. No problems.
Wheat husks.
It's not canvas. It's wheat husks. Amrule, so they told him, umiika de mifshal chavle mipare. Can you make a rope out of wheat husks? Amarleu, so he answered to them. ומאיקה דמייתי ברה מדברה למטה. So, but can you? So, if you're asking me if you can make a rope out of that, so the question is on you. Can you move the house from the field to the city? Cannot do that. If you're going to make me a rope out of those fibers, very weak ones, so, all right, I'm going to pull your house. They said we cannot. So he told them, I cannot do that also. Rashi is explaining the pare subin, that wisp. Wheat husks. Asuli chevel misubin, make me a rope out of that wheat husks. ואם אין אתם עושים שאלתי, and if you're not doing what I told you to do, אף אני לא אעשה שאלתכם. I'm also not gonna do what you asked me to do. He had a very, very strong sense of humor, רבי יהושע בן חנניה. לשון רבנו זיכרונו לברכה, now רבנו is saying to us. צדקה, charity, היא בחינות הגלגלים. It's aspects of wheels. כמאמר חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, like that רבותינו said in the Gemara in מסכת שבת, כי בגלל הדבר הזה, because of that thing, this is the verse, and what they learned from that verse, כי בגלל הדבר הזה, because of that thing, גלגל הוא החוזר בעולם. It's a wheel that goes back in the world. They learned, בגלל הדבר הזה, because of that thing, means that he was donating, he gave charity, he gave tzedakah, and because of that, and the word biglal, it's like the word galgal. The word because, it's written like the word will. Will. So actually, because of that thing, so Rabotenu learned that actually it's a result. Because that you gave, it's going to come back to your hands. It's a will that comes back in the world. ובשביל זה, and this is why, יש בה שש ברכות, it got six blessings in that, in charity, ואחת עשרה ברכות, and also 11 blessings in charity, the person that is donating, that is giving tzedakah, he being blessed in six blessings, and also in 11 blessings, כמו שאמרו רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה, like that it's written in the Gemara in Baba Batra, הנותן פרוטה לעני, a person that gives a coin, means money, to a poor person, מתברך בשש ברכות. He's going to be blessed in six blessings. Every amount of money. There's no different. One coin, $1 million, the same, maybe it's going to be, every bracha is going to contain more. But it's those six brachot, that everyone that donate as much as he can, he is receiving those six blessings. But והמפייסו בדברים, the one that is pleasing him with words, that it's also a certain kind of charity, that he cares about him, that he loves him, that he supports him, that he listens to him, מתברך ב-11 ברכות. He's being blessed in 11 blessings. A lot more. כנגד שבעה כוכבי לכת, וכנגד 12 מזלות. I said כנגד?
Corresponding.
To 7 כוכבי לכת, stars,
planets.
וכנגד 12 מזלות. And corresponding to 12
zodiac
signs.
Constellations.
כי הצדקה, because charity, מנהגת כל גלגלי הרקיע. Because charity, it runs all wheels of heaven, of the sky. בבחינות, in aspects of what it's written, in Mishlei, דרך הנשר בשמיים, the way of eagle in the sky, the Zohar is explaining, נשר דה רחמה, that eagle, it's mercy. היינו צדקה, means charity. וזה שאמר שמואל, and this is what that שמואל said in the Gemara מסכת ברכות, נהירין לי שבילין דרקיה, I'm aware, well aware to the paths in the sky, כשבילין דנהר דאי. Like the paths, like the ways of the city, נהר דאה, that he was a doctor in that city. A doctor in those days, it's like an ambulance driver in those days, a cab driver. He's going, he knows all of the houses, all of the entrances. So he for sure knew the city, and he said that he knows the paths of sky, of heaven, the same. Aynu kishvilin, so what, why he said kenehardae, of that city, nehardae? Aynu kishvilin dinhore de'a. Like the paths of the ones that are nehore de'a. What is nehore de'a? That their wisdom is illuminating. means that they are kind, that they're wise, that they're open-minded, that they mamash can see and to feel the lackings of their friends, and for the poor people, their mind is open to observe and to see everything. Bechinot tzedakah rachame, an aspect of charity, of mercy. Ve'ikar rachamim, and the main kind of mercy, al yedei hada'at, is by wisdom. When Rabbeinu is saying ve'ikar rachamim al yedei hada'at, that the main mercy is by wisdom, actually it means hafatza. It means pshat. It means hafatza. It means that you should go and to give other people the knowledge that you have, things and advice that saved your life. This is the main thing that you can give someone else. If now you're going to give someone 1,000 shekels, it's a big charity. It's a big tzedakah to give someone 1,000 shekels from your income. It's a huge amount of money. Great. How much time are you going to enjoy from that amount of money? 1 week? It's going to be enough for him for 1 week to pay his electric bill. What else? This is it. This is where your charity stopped somehow. But when you're giving him a book that costs 25 shekels, and in that book there are advice that's going to build that person's life, that charity never going to stop. And that 25 shekels worth more than that 1,000 shekels. If you're going to be wise, you're going to spend 1,000 shekels on hafatza. But those 25 shekels alone are more important than 1,000 shekels in another situation. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't do that. It can be that tefillin is higher mitzvah than tzitzit. We don't know. It can be. We don't know the importance of each mitzvah and mitzvah. We're keeping all of them. Exactly like that about charity. There are kinds of charity, but it doesn't mean that you should drop one of them and do only the other. You're not allowed to be cruel if you see someone that's hungry, someone that needs. Of course you need to give him. But as a way of thinking, but as a way of building yourself and thinking in what to donate, in what to invest, the main thing to invest is on hafatza. Distribute the light of real Torah. Not yoke of Torah to let people crush under the huge weight of all of the... It's very heavy, think about it. Put now on someone all of the Chumash and then the Nevi'im, put it on his back, and then put all of the Mishnayot, and you have to understand it, so you need to put another with the Bartenura and the Tosfot Yom Tov, and then minimum. And then you have to, or maybe even the Rambam's explanations. And then you have to give him the Gemara, so put all of the Shas. And if he needs art scroll, so you killed him. So it's very heavy. So first of all, you have to give the person strength, abilities to accept. Even small amount can kill a person. If you're going to try to take a little baby and to give him a very small amount of meat, very small amount of meat, and to drink only mamash, a zip of wine, it can kill him. For him it's poison. Even a very, very small amount of something that for you it's good, for him it's dangerous, because he doesn't have the abilities. This is why you should give something like those holy books of Garden of Faith, Garden of Peace, all of those forest fields, the books that talks to the neshama, to the soul of the person, to give him more strength and happiness and joy and will, to wake up his will to look, to search for Hashem Yitbarach, to talk with Hashem Yitbarach on his difficulties. And by that, you're building that person. Don't worry, he himself in the future going to take more things and more things on himself. And it's all going to be your merit also. But if you now are going to try to force him, do this and do that, and why are you not doing that and this? Are you crazy? You're dropping this and that. You killed him. And you can kill a whole family. And who knows what's going to be the consequences of something like that. So, ומה שחסר מהברכות, and what that is... missing from the brachot. Yes, I'm just trying to understand what Rabbeinu is talking about. Also, in the beginning we said 6 and 11, and then Rabbeinu said 7 planets and 12
constellations.
Those ones. So, this is now Rabbeinu is explaining, ומה שחסר מהברכות, what that missed from the blessings, הלא היה צריך להיות 7 ברכות. It was supposed to be 7 blessings, ו-12 ברכות, and 12 blessings. So, what's with that one and that one? Another one for charity, for money, and one for supporting and smiling to a friend. ולפי הגמרא, and by the Gemara, מהנותן והמפייס, and כאן, from the one that is giving, and from the one that is appeasing. אין כאן רק 17 ברכות. There are only 17 instead of 19. Da. So you should know. Rabbeinu is explaining. שלמות הגלגלים, the way of
completing
the wheels. שלמות הצדקה, the main way of completing charity. אינו אלא בשבת. It is only in Shabbos. This is how you can complete charity and the will, the wills. וזה, and this is what it's written in the Gemara Masechet Ta'anit, Shemesh b'Shabbat, the sun in Shabbos, Tzedaka la'aniim, it's charity for the poor people. Haynu ha'tzedaka means that the tzedaka, the charity, en la shlemut or, it doesn't have all of the light that it's supposed to have, Ela al yedei Shabbat, just only in Shabbos. Al yedei Shabbat meira kashemesh. By Shabbos, the charity is illuminating like the sun. Bivchinot, in aspects of what it's written, Shemesh tzedaka, son of charity. Beze shemasmich hatana, and this is why the Tana is writing in the beginning of Masechet Shabbat, יציאות השבת, how you say יציאות?
Expenses.
No, not expenses. Going out of Shabbat. Exits of Shabbat. Shtaim shen arba. Two that are four. וסמיך לה, and the next Mishnah. Listen, Rabbi Yisrael. It's written in the beginning of the Mishnah that those exits of Shabbat, it's good. It's two, that they are four. So how many he add? Two. Those are the two that we will lack of. Shtaim, Shen, Arba. Two, that they are four. So those two becomes to be four. So we got those two that we will lack of. V'samich le, and the next part of that Mishnah is Pashateani, the poor person. And now the explanation of how those exits are happening is the example that they took is charity. That there is a rich person that is the balabait, that is inside the house, and the poor person is outside, and he is extending his hand and asking for charity. So now by that charity, they're explaining those two that were missing to us by charity. That the way of completing charity is in Shabbos. It's the beginning of Masechet Shabbat, rules of Shabbat, Halchot Hilchot Shabbat.
What it means, Yetziot HaShabbat?
Yetziot HaShabbat, it's to go out from one place to another place in Shabbat, from Rashut HaYachid to Rashut HaRabim, from your own house to the street. That it's when it's allowed, when it's not allowed. Kikar hitnotzetzut or hatzdaka ushlemuta, because the main way that the light of charity gonna glow, gonna spark ushlemuta and be complete, eina ela b'Shabbat. It's only by Shabbos. Kikar hachashivut hatzdaka, because the main importance of charity. He ha'emunah, it's the faith. Bevchinot, in aspects of what it's written, ve'emin b'Hashem v'chashaveh lo tzedakah. That when a person believes in Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem counts that as charity, like that he was donating money, also like that he was giving faith to other people. By what? By the fact that you're going to walk with your faith, that you're going to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. V'Shabbat hi emuna, and Shabbos, it's faith. Shema'amin b'chidush ha'olam, that you believe that Hashem Yitbarach is renewing the world, uveyichudo, and that He is one, that everything is one with Hashem. Ve'emuna, and faith, hi mekor ha'brachot, its source of all blessing. Bivchinot, in aspects of what it's written, ish emunot, rav brachot, a man of faiths, rav brachot, he's got a lot of blessings. Bivchinot, in an aspect of what it's written, vayvarech Elokim et yom ha-shevi'i, that Hashem is blessing the seventh day. Ve'en shlemut le'abrachot, and there is no perfection to the blessings, ela ad sheikablu mimkor ha-brachot, just only after they're gonna receive from the source of all blessings. Bishvil ze k'tiv bahem, and because of that it's written on them, shesh brachot ve'achad asar, only 6 and 11 and not 7 and 12. Leorot, to show she'en lahem shlemut, that they are not perfect yet. V'zeh she'amru chachamenu zichronam livracha, and this is what that Rabotenu said in the Gemara Masechet Brachot, ba David ve'emidan al achad asar, came David and established all Torah u'mitzvot on 11 commandments, on 11 rules. Ba Yeshaya, came Yeshaya, ve'emidan al 6, and established them on 6. That 11 came back again, and that 6 came back again. Ba Chavakuk, came Chavakuk, ve'emidan al emuna, and established all Torah u'mitzvot on 1, that it's faith. That it's written, v'tzadik be'emunato yichye, that the righteous man gonna live according to his faith. Lehorot, to teach us, she'en shlemut lehadat, that there is no perfection to the wisdom, shehu ha-Torah, that it's the Torah. Ve'en shlemut lagalgalim, and there is no perfection to the wheels, ela al yedei emunah, just only by faith. Means that if the person is religious, it's like that it's not perfect. I was careful enough, politically correct. It's not perfect if you don't have faith. Actually, you don't have nothing. Vegalgal hayomi, and the will of the daily wheel. The wheel cycle.
Wheel or cycle.
Don't settle. You can do something by yourself also. You can understand what I'm talking about. The boy side. So in that Vegalgal hayomi, I jumped one line. Gam shama, also over there, shematzinu gabe galgalim, that we found, that we understood about the
wheels, cycles.
Maybe I'm gonna use that, cycles.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Sheikar halichatam, that the main way that they are going is mima'arav lemizrach, from the west to the east. Vegalgal hayomi, and the daily cycle, machriach otam, is forcing them mimizrach lema'arav, from the east to the west. Ze hadavar matzinu gabe tzedaka, the same thing we found also about charity. Mizrach, the east, ze bechinot hanoten tzedaka, it's an aspect of the one that donate for charity. Bevchinot, in aspects of mimizrach avi zarecha, from the east I'm going to bring your seed. So you see, this is very important, because by pshat, zera, seed, it's food. But actually that promise, Mimizrach avi zarecha, is from the east, I'm going to bring your seed, means your child, your kids. Means that this is hafatza. This is that more important charity that we were talking about. That a person, how you can bring someone from the exiles from, with money, by money, by donating money for him over there, he will just going to stay there if you're going to give him money to spend over there. So you have to pull him by the other kind of charity, that it's the distribution of light, means to teach him faith. And by that, you can bring him from the east. You can bring him back to Eretz Israel, that calls Ma'arava, to the west, to Eretz Israel. On that, the verse is saying, Ki lo yidach mimeno nidach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to leave no Jew in the exile. No Jew going to stay over there. No Israeli person going to stay in the exile. No one. And we have to know that. And not to be ready to accept Mashiach until that the last Jew is here. It's like a train. And our job that have to go somewhere. And our job is to hold the train back in the train station. We're holding the doors open and we're not letting it go. And if it needs to go, we're going down from the train. We're not going nowhere without a brother, without a sister. We're not going nowhere until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing all Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. All of Am Yisrael. How can it be a salvation if your family are not with you to celebrate? Which salvation is it? If your brothers are not here with you, it's not a salvation, it's Holocaust. The one that been saved from the Holocaust, you could see them. They were suffering more than the ones that died in the Holocaust. You can call it life after the Holocaust. It's not life. All full with anxieties and traumas and death was in the camps was better for them than to live after. A lot of people went crazy, mamash, because of freedom, because of food that they received after. Why? Because to be torn from your family, from your friends, it's not a salvation at all. It's not a geulah at all. And if there is one Jew that is still in the exile, we're waiting. We have time. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring everyone fast, so he can do that. It's his job. It's his abilities. It's not ours. Our job is to bring another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, until the last one. Until the last one. And the proof for that, it's a little bit hard to hear, but the proof for that, we can learn it also from the Sitra Acha, from the Yetzer Hara. In the Holocaust, the damned Nazis, they were chasing even after people that were third generation out of Judaism. Means someone that by the Halakha, you can call him Christian. By the Halakha, the Judaism, reject that person and saying he's not a Jew. He born from a Christian mother, a father, he was Jew. Two generations after, even after one generation, the Halakha is saying that he's not a Jew anymore. But the Sitra Achra, the devil, the Yetzer Hara, were looking for even that. It means that those people also contain the Kedusha of Judaism. Even that they are not being called Jews by the Halakha, still they contain Kedusha. If not, the Sitra Achra wouldn't have no reason to kill them. Means that the soul of a Jew is still burning inside, still lighting inside, still illuminating those people, even that you cannot call them a Jew by the book, by the Halakha. From that we should learn the importance of even the farthest people from Am Yisrael. The ones that you have family, that went to Australia, and he married someone over there, and this is it, now he's got sons, it's... You need to go after that family also. You need to find ways that they're going to convert, that they're going to do giyu. You have to talk with them. You're not allowed to drop no neshama. No neshama. Who are we to decide that neshama, all right, he didn't want to listen to the voice of Hashem. Are you better than him? Mashiach ben David going to come in a generation that the people going to be all zakaim. I say zakai?
Righteous.
How can it be? How Mashiach in the first generation, when there was Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, say in the next generation, you had the Tanaim, Amoraim, or Moshe Rabbeinu. Why Borei Olam didn't brought Mashiach in that generation? We were a lot closer to be righteous in those generations than today. Look at us today. But we're getting closer to the days of Mashiach, so how can it be? If the generation is going down, and Mashiach is getting closer, and the generation is supposed to be righteous, Zakai, innocent, how can it be? It means that you cannot judge no one in this generation. And this is how he comes out clean from Judgment Day. Because you cannot blame him in nothing. How are you going to blame an 11 years old boy that walks in the streets of New York that he is not connected to Judaism? That he's not going to put tefillin when he's going to be 13? Based on what you're going to blame him? On what you're going to judge him? You cannot judge him. So he's innocent. If he's innocent, Mashiach can come. And it all depends in our good eyes. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Borei Olam is going to save the world, he could do that already a lot years before. He can do it. The game wouldn't be fair. It's fair only when we're going to bring the salvation. When we're going to bring the Geulah. Borei Olam is listening to us. When we're judging in a positive way, when we're looking in the right way, only on the good points, and judging everyone to kaf zchut, that everyone are innocent, that everyone are good and pure, and they just don't know. This is how the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading the world after us. In the house of Rav Mordechai Mitchernobyl, when a baby was falling and crying, all of the family members, everyone would say, oh, the baby is crying. Even if it wasn't such a big deal, nothing happened. She's just whining now. Everyone would run. Rav Mordechai Mitchernobyl was dropping everything and running. No, the baby, the grandson is crying. Why? They wanted to teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu how you should treat Am Yisrael. The importance of Am Yisrael. No, no, he's crying. There is nothing more important than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Asur Berhatim. He's a king that is
bound
to the thoughts of Am Yisrael. If you don't have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never show you His love. But if you're counting on Hashem, Hashem going to be with you in the most crazy situations of your life. Because you're counting on Him. So Hashem Yitbarach, He is forced to be a king like that. That's going to crown only after that we're going to crown Him. He's going to rule only after we're going to crown Him. Rav Shalom said once that he is teaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to lead Am Yisrael with faith. It's written in the Gemara. It's not crazy ideas of Breslev. It's written. Tzadik. There is a verse that is saying Tzadik Moshe Lirat Elokim, that Tzadik is controlling on the Yira of Elokim. And the Gemara is asking the explanation on that verse. And it's written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, who is Moshel be, me Moshel be, who is ruling on me? Tzadik, the righteous man. When Moshe Rabbeinu is standing and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cancel the decrees, he's forcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cancel the decrees. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to say, Salachti ki dvarecha. I forgive them because of your words, like that you taught me, like that you told me. Ve'ish chacham yechaperena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting that gonna be a righteous man, that gonna be pure enough and good enough, like David HaMelech, that he was Tov Enayim, that he had good eyes, means judging everything in a positive way, that he gonna break the vow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neder, the shvuah, the oath that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he is exiling them, and this is it. So he needs someone to break his neder, someone that gonna break his vow. Ve'ish chacham, a wise person, gonna break it. Yechaperena. He gonna find an opening, a path for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to break his vow, to break his neder. It's our job to be positive like that, to wait and not to continue until someone else is gonna come, and another one, and another one. This is first grade, kindergarten, always. Always, only introductions. If you have your abilities, you have more hours to the Seder. You can sit, and learn Zohar HaKadosh, you can learn all Shas, finish all Shas, you can learn all of them Farshim, Shulchan Aruch, wonderful. In the Shiur that we're learning faith, we're learning that we need to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, that this is an obligation even for all 70 nations, that we all have to wait and to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, and until that it's going to be like that, well, Mashiach doesn't have what to do. People are waiting that Mashiach going to come, Mashiach going to come. When he's going to come, it's going to be a disgrace. It's going to be a disgrace. If he's going to come now, it's going to be a disgrace, because the truth is going to be revealed. They're going to show you where you're holding in Avodat Hashem. We want Mashiach to come and going to be able to reveal his mercy, to reveal his kindness, to believe, to reveal his wisdom. So for that, we want all of Am Israel to be here, to accept that, to enjoy from that. There is a midrash that is saying that when Mashiach is going to come, first of all, he's going to save all Jews that are in Am Israel. And then he's going to go to help the ones that in the exile, outside of Eretz Israel. But meanwhile, the ones that were in Eretz Israel are going to grow so much and going to develop so much that the ones that are going to come from the exile are going to be embarrassed from them. We don't want that. We don't want that. You want them to embarrass from you? You want them to think that you're better than them? Why? We want them to feel the best, to come. This is why we're waiting. We don't want to develop nowhere. Chut shel Chesed, Shmuel HaNavi 30 in Jerusalem. We're not going nowhere. Fourth floor. We're going to learn here standing. No problems. Not going to be enough seats. We're going to stand. No problems. I'm going to stand with you. In the generation of Rabban Gamliel, people were learning Torah while they were standing. We're going to bring that generation back. We're going to stand, learn Torah Ba'amida. More people are going to be able to enter the class, to stand and learn Torah. Nowhere to rush. Want the salvation? Why want the salvation? Rabbi Natan said, my Mashiach already came. Mashiach is here between us. If you can see us, everyone going to look at himself. Sitting here in Chut Cheshen Chesed, Yeshiva, in Eretz Israel, learning Torah. Mashiach is here. He's already here. The days of Mashiach, it's 40 years. Mashiach going to walk between us for 40 years. Rav Shalom said that the 40 years already started. When that wise priest, Philip, from South Africa, came to Eretz Israel and kissed the hands of Rav Shalom, and Rav Shalom said that now you can see the beginning of the salvation, that the nations are canceling, surrendering themselves to the Kedusha, to Am Israel. He said in the Shi'ur, when the priest Philip was here in Eretz Israel, in the Yeshiva, in Shabbat, he said, now you can say for sure that the days of Mashiach already started. Now we have 40 years. We have 40 years to bring all Jews to Eretz Israel. All Jews to bring them to Eretz Israel. That none of them going to feel connected to something over there. We're going to help them. Going to give them another advice, another smile, another hug. Going to show them the importance of Eretz Israel, of being here with us, supports us and helps us. And then they're all going to come. No Jew he is refusing to receive the good, to attach himself to the good. Just he doesn't know what's good and what's bad. This is it. He thinks that this is good, to be over there and to work and to succeed and to be rich. And this is what that he feels. This is what that he knows. You cannot rebuke him. You cannot criticize him at all. You just need to understand him. And if you want to help him, so it's written, Ta'amur ukitov Hashem. Let him taste. And then he's going to feel that Hashem is good. Just by saying to him, look, Hashem is good, you have to serve him. It's not his language. You're not penetrating into his place at all. This is why you need to let him taste something from Itbodedut. Then he's going to say, wow, look, there's something in it. A little bit of Torah. And he's going to say, wow, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. My family was so against learning Torah and all of those things that it was for them, it was mamash. Not allowed. It was a bad thing. But after a while, when I told you that I was sitting with my family, aunts and cousins, and after my grandfather passed away 3 years ago, or so. So from that from the first Shabbos, they started to make kiddush in my grandfather's house, always, from that day, and they didn't know nothing. And of course, we never had kiddush in our house, never. And we were eating over there every Friday night, but never was a kiddush. Only after that he passed away, my father woke up to do that kiddush. So my aunt, 2 days ago, she's telling me, "Yeah, but we're also doing kiddush every Friday." I started to laugh. Mama, she told her, "You're doing kiddush. Tell me about it." "I know I'm doing kiddush. You're doing kiddush because I'm talking for 10 years with my father about subjects of kiddusha. You're not doing no kiddush. Maybe I'm not coming, but I'm doing kiddush over there. It's me that's doing the kiddush over there every Friday." They're not doing no kiddush. They don't know how to do no kiddush. But because of another conversation and another word and another Torah that I came during the Shiva and gave it mamash with patience and let them laugh and let them talk and let them relax themselves, and then saying another wise thing that they're going to taste and see that it's good, Hashem. And then it's opened their mind that also Kiddush is something that you can do and it's good, and now they're doing Kiddush. You need to understand. With patience, you can work. Without patience, you cannot work. You cannot achieve nothing. The last Torah that Rabbeinu said, Rabbi Natan said that on the deathbed of Rabbeinu when he was lying, one time Rabbi Natan came to him and Rabbeinu told him, "Pavole, pavole," slowly, slowly. And Rabbi Natan said that was the last Torah that Rabbeinu said in this world, and that Torah is covering, going on all of other Torah that Rabbeinu said all of his life. That actually the meaning of Rabbeinu was to say, if you want to keep my advice of all of the Torah, do it slowly, slowly. Take it easy. Slowly, slowly. Belachatz oyev. In stress, the enemy is over there. "No, what I'm going to do soon, it's Shabbos, and this, and that." Relax. Even if it's Shabbos, it's better that you're going to break one Shabbos, and by that, you're going to have the ability to keep a lot more Shabbos in the future. But if now you're not going to break it, it's going to break you. And you will not going to have the will. And Shabbat going to be a disaster for you and for your wife. This is why it's not allowed to rebuke no one. This is why you're not allowed to rebuke your wife even when she's breaking Shabbos. Even if she's breaking Shabbos, you're not allowed to imagine to yourself that you know something in this world and that you're allowed to offend someone's feelings. In Breslev, we're not saying no bad comments. And a lot of times, students from the class is coming to me and telling me, "We need to do this, we need to do that, Harav." Let's pray on all of those wonderful ideas. I'm with you. But if you want me to go and rebuke someone and to talk to someone, I cannot. It's not our way. It's not the Breslev way. Breslev way, Rav Shalom taught us. When he was young and he came to the house of Rav Berland, and the Rabbanit, the wife of Rav Berland, was served food and was bread in that food. They never told him to make Netilat Yadayim, to wash his hands before the Seudah. And after a while that Rav Shalom learned that you should wash your hands to do Netilat Yadayim, he asked Rav Berland, "Why you haven't told me that you need to do Netilat Yadayim? I would do. Why you never told me?" So he told him, "In Breslev, we're not saying no bad comments. Anachnu lo meirim ha'arot. Today you learn, so from now on you can do Netilat Yadayim." Wonderful. If you're sitting and learning halakha, you're allowed to learn halakha. But to think that it's your job to teach him what you're allowed to do, what he's not allowed to do. You know how you're going to reject him? You know what can reject that person? You can never tell. The best advice that you can have can reject a person. The best advice that you can tell him, "Listen, it's going to save your life," for him, it can be a threat. You can never know what is threatening him from what he is afraid, what his life story. You can never tell. This is why you should smile to everyone and to love everyone. And this is for sure not going to offend no one. And if he's offended from that, so it's his problem. What can you do? Rav Shalom said once to one of the Mefitzim that goes and knock on doors that they should guard their eyes. And after mamash, and not to look at women at all, even that, even if it's bothering those women that they feel that they're not being respected, that they're not receiving honor, respect from that. Why not looking at me? Women can invent a lot of crazy ideas. Maybe I'm I'm impure. Why not looking at me? Crazy ideas. It's not a reason. But they can feel bad with themselves and to think that you're thinking those thoughts. It's happening a lot. So one of the Avrichim came back to Harav and told him, Harav, I was in a house that woman, she started to scream. There were two mefitzim in that house. They were knocking on the door. There were two women, partners, that were renting that house. They knocked on the door, started to do afatzah. And one of them start to scream on that mefitz, why he's not looking at her? Why are you not honoring me? Why are you not looking at me? And she's screaming at him, screaming and screaming, and he is not lifting his eyes from the floor. But his friend, from all of the stress, he didn't want to make her crazy, so he started to look at her. He was afraid, he was intense, so he started to look at her. And she's talking and screaming on both of them and screaming and screaming. In the end, that woman went down so much to become so relaxed and cool. And she started to talk with that Avrech, the one that was guarding the eyes. And he was convincing her to buy the book. And she bought the book. After it, during the conversation, the other friend tried to say one word. And he said something just to support the friend's words, the one that was guarding the eyes. The one that was opening the eyes, he tried to say one word. She started to scream at him again. So he said, why are you screaming at me? We were, mamash, we got to the place of peace, everything. Why are you screaming at me? She said, because he was guarding his eyes and you were not. Because that he was guarding his eyes, so I realized that he's truth. And you're a liar that you opened your eyes. If you know that you're not allowed, if you're talking about truth, if you're talking about Torah, you're talking about rules of Torah, you need to back yourself up. You have to be straight. If you're saying that something is wrong, you're not allowed to do that. You have to be straight. So even if a person is going to be offended from the fact that you're guarding your eyes, let him be. It's not your job to please him. It's your job to keep the rules of the Torah, to smile to everyone, to tell her, of course, I'm not coming to offend you. I have my reasons. If you want, I can explain to you. I'm a very sick person. I have a lot of issues, problems. I have to guard my eyes. I'm sorry. It's the truth. I want to respect your husband. If I'm going to look at you, I'm not going to respect him anymore. He's my brother, and I want to respect him. This is why I'm closing my eyes. It's the truth. I have to. It's written that when a person is looking on a woman that she's not modest, on the spot there is kitrug, bad words being said on that woman, and she gonna be damaged, punished, because that you looked at her, because she caused you a damage, so now she deserves a damage, punishment. So she's gonna be punished. But if you're not looking at her, means that she's modest, because of that she's gonna receive a hirur tshuva, thoughts of tshuva. If you're guarding, watching your eyes and not looking at women, they're going to do tshuva because of that. They're going to develop that will to be more modest and more modest. And if you're looking at her, she feels beautiful, means kitrug. The Yetzirah makes her crazy to think that she needs to do that more and more. And from heaven, they're increasing the Yetzirah on her. Because that you're looking at her. This is the reason that you should guard your eyes. Another reason to guard your eyes. Seek and mercy. So, wonderful. I love you very much. You should know that, really. You're very sweet. You're very nice. You're very quiet. And you're listening very much. A+. Everyone, go.